And now, ladies and gentlemen, hey, I have lost 10 pounds, 10 more to go. Actually, technically, yeah, 10 down, 15 to go. That's the squeaking here. That's my elliptical, which has been abused over the past couple of weeks. Jim Wrestle on Choked Up Radio on the go. I will eventually get back on my regular scheduled program, Choked Up Radio Night 2 and Podomatic. But ladies and gentlemen, what I want to do right now is talk about UFC 220 tonight. You have, of course, Stipe Miocic going one-on-one against Francis Ngannou, and I saw his last two fights. Crazy. The kid is unbelievable. 7-0. No one's ever had a better record than that. Maybe Rich Franklin can compete. Maybe Rousey can compete. Maybe Anderson Silva can compete. But no one has been able to do what he's done in such a short span in the sport of mixed martial arts. What he did his last two fights to the Pitbull, Andrei Arlovski, and Alistair Overeem. These are world-renowned mixed martial artists and specialists in their own field. Is unbelievable. Stipe Miocic, by all stretch, is not a jabroni. He did what he did against Fabricio Werdum. He almost lost to Overeem. If Overeem would have had a better job with the choke, he survived the choke and eventually knocked him out. We'll see. Right now, all the momentum is on the French, on Francis Ngannou, and I think he's gonna take it. I think. Overeem, I saw the fight. I just saw the fight. Very short fight, but the strategy was the same. He was trying to tie clinch. He was trying to clinch with the guy so that you take away his strength, which is obviously his raw knockout power. And Overeem tried, and from what I saw, he continued to try, and then he dropped his hands. And then he made the mistake of while in transition from trying to grab him and trying to score some sort of jab or something like that, he wound up catching him and he was knocked out instantly. I just saw the fight right now, Overeem against Ngannou. So to me, my pick is to beat Ngannou. I'd be surprised. The only way I would say Stipe would win is and Stipe fights a similar game. He's more of a striker than a grappler per se. Is he would have to change up his game. I don't think he stands a chance toe to toe. I'd be surprised if toe to toe if he could go blow to blow with him for more than a round. So I think Ngannou has all the momentum in the world for him to win the World Heavyweight Championship. I need to shake up. We need to shake up. We had Werdum. We have Kane. I mean, we've had, you know, Mark Hunt's been in and out. We had Lesnar, who had that one-off at UFC 200. But we need some sort of excitement. We need some sort of fresh, new, young blood. And I think the UFC is in a time where they need stars bad. Connor is out for now. Rousey is not coming back. Lesnar's not coming back. Johnny Bone Jones, under investigation, suspended for the time being. So you need some new stars right now. And Francis Ngannou can be that guy. The heavyweight division can be as premier as where it was before, with Frank Mir and Orlovsky, to just to name a few. So that's my prediction. Francis Ngannou, very impressive in the last two fights that I've seen of him. Now, for the light heavyweight, Volkan is the same thing. He is a beast. I believe he's like 15-1. You know, he beat Jimmy Manua, which is not no jabroni either. So he has all the momentum in the world. He has everything to gain and nothing to lose. And for DC, as I said it time and time again, yes, he got by Anthony Rumble Johnson. Yes, he got by Alexander Gustafsson. But his nemesis, he's never got by Johnny Bone Jones. And in the return bout, he lost to Johnny Bone Jones. He defeated him again. Yeah. DC did a better job the second fight, but in the third round he caught him and he knocked his ass out. And right now that's under investigation. Johnny Bone Jones, if found innocent, could get his suspension lifted, and I think he is a true champion. You know, I couldn't stand the fact that that DC was rewarded the title. What should have happened was, you know, bring it back to the old school. Bring back some, inject some new life into the UFC. Ever since these new owners took over, it's like, eh. All right, it's like, eh. So with that being said, what you need to do. I'm on the air right now, baby. So back to my trade of thought. For whatever reason, it wasn't working. I kept trying to hit record. So shouldn't have put the back belt back on DC. Could have had one old school, like UFC 234, have a single night, 8-man elimination tournament and fight 3 times. But I don't think it would be approved by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Or have some sort of Grand Prix type tournament, similar to what Bellator is doing on the Paramount Network, you know, something like that. So speaking of Bellator, you know, tonight you have Rampage Jackson. We all know the history with him, former light heavyweight champ. We all know Chael Sonnen was 1 round away from beating Anderson Silva, lost in that bout. He won his last fight against Ken Shamrock, two guys passing their prime. Actually, both men now are passing their prime, but it should be exciting. It's an exciting tournament. You know, people love tournaments, and I think that's something that the UFC can go back to their roots and do something about that, because for whatever reason, you know, the UFC has gone away from its roots, and now with the new owners, we'll see. You have Conor, who has made $100 million and is not doing anything right now, has enjoying his time with his baby. Then, of course, you have Rousey, who is all but certain she has signed with the WWE and transitioned into pro wrestling. And then you have Jonny Bone Jones, who is serving a suspension and is trying to prove that he's innocent. And then Brock Lesnar, who's still under contract with the WWE, and they will not probably have him do anything. And even if he did want to do another MMA fight, he has to notify the USADA, and then he has to serve a 6-month suspension. So he would have to notify them now, and then he would serve his 6 months, and then he would the earliest he could fight is this summer. So we'll see. There was rumors of last year that Paul and Brock Lesnar were rumored leaving UFC headquarters, so we'll see what happens with that. Maybe he is serving that suspension under the DL. You know, he is 40 years old, but he is a box office draw, and trust me, he helped a little bit with those buy rates with UFC 200 and saved it, because unfortunately, you know, Jonny Bone Jones had to pull out due to, you know, unforeseen circumstances, and there was other injuries, and finally, you know, Brock Lesnar saved that card. And Miesha Tate main evented. A lot of people were against that. Miesha Tate, Amanda Nunes closing, but being that we are in 2017 or 2016 at the time, and we're modern times, it's appropriate that the females close the show. So a lot happening. Frankie Edgar, Holloway, you have that coming up. That was the official press conference for that. And then a Kukui Ferguson versus Khabib will happen April 7th live from the Barclays Center card, which unfortunately I will not be a part of. I'll be at WrestleMania for the 15th Mania, and then Rosa Mahunas will square off against Joanna Jacek for the return bout for the UFC strawweight championship, which is amazing. I mean, yes, that is the best possible fight. Joanna Jacek did a lot. You know, Carla Esparza was the first of her kind, but Joanna Jacek put that strawweight division on the map. Were great matchups against Thug, of course, and of course her wars with Claudia Gadelha. So, hey, we'll see what happens there. What's next for Paige VanZant? I don't know. She was a supposed golden girl, but she lost her last bout, so we'll see what happens there. A lot happening this year. A lot has to ride on Brock Lesnar's decision. Just remember that it expires this year, his contract. Jonny Bone Jones and his situation. Cyborg and her fiasco, wanting to fight Megan Anderson, can't fight Megan Anderson. Dana wants to go against Amanda Nunes. She wants a division. She's threatening to leave to Bellator. So a lot happening in the world of MMA, and specifically in the world of the UFC. So, well, I think that's going to wrap up 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, this thing shuts down. A couple more seconds. Dana White was approach about CM Punk, and he will fight one more time, I believe, in the UFC. But if he's embarrassed again, I guarantee him. I see him in pro wrestling. So that's my 2 cents. I think it cuts off after 5 minutes. And hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. We'll end in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lots to talk about.